Now, why does it happen so? There is a secret behind it. The secret is that if you reach this state of consciousness, then in the movement of action, something else begins to operate, which is not easily visible to us. In that state, when you have decided that you will neither be afflicted by the evil consequences, or what you think to be undesirable consequences, or you will not be elated by the good consequences, in that state of consciousness, in that steadiness, there is a true will of which you are not aware. That will you'll be able to manifest through it. That will be the Divine's will. And Divine's will be able to act through you, which is neither good nor bad, but is divine. Divine action is not good or bad. Divine action is divine, is perfect action, supreme action. It is because of this secret that you can tell anybody, whoever does not know about God, anybody, doesn't matter. This is simply a technique. In a situation where you do not know right or wrong, you are not able to decide, you take any action towards which you are inclined most, predominantly, although you are not sure whether it is right or wrong. But you decide that whatever the consequence of this action, I will not be afflicted by it. I will take them in my own stride, whatever the consequences. But I will do this action perfectly well. Then, the secret will which is behind the all your movement, because we have to be sure that behind our whole movement there is another will, of which you are not aware. You make that will operative. We were obstructing up till now because of our movement which was unsteady. Because we were unsteady, the real will was not able to manifest through us. We are obstructing all the time. But make it steady, then that will be able to, like a laser beam. That which is behind is a light. Like a laser beam, it will go through it because it's steady. There is no unsteady movement in you. And you are prepared in your consciousness to take whatever the consequences, and you will not be afflicted by it. Then the divine action will manifest. This is the truth behind this sentence. Buddhi yuktaha jahati iha ube sikrita diskrute tasmad yogaya yujjasva yogaha karmasu kaushalam. I think we stop here today. I have got an urgent meeting today, therefore I have to go a little early. But I think we have done quite enough today.
And so does it mean that the mental being which cannot be quieted, the intellect can?
Yes, that is easier. After all, mind also can be controlled. Even indriyas can be controlled also afterwards. First condition is buddhi. You make buddhi steady. Then you arrive at a point, as Sri Krishna will tell, that even indriyas can be drawn back inward, like the tortoise, kurma eva. How the tortoise withdraws its limbs within itself, within its shell. Similarly, even indriyas also will be able to be controlled. That also has to be done, but the secret is, first go to the buddhi, because by that power, it is more easy for it to become steady.
It can be done through meditation.
Yeah, this is the meaning of meditation. That when you meditate, meditation has this particular purpose, that you observe, begin to observe, instead of becoming engaged in doing this or even in thinking, you just withdraw and observe, become witness. And you observe, and by observing, your intellect will become quite steady. Then things will become very clear to you. Can I go now?